Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's jump into it. Breezy's big!
Stop! My God.
What?
You sound like a dying cow.
It's my thing, Breeze. It's my thing. Every week, we have Breezy watch a movie that she has shockingly not seen. The list is longer than you can possibly imagine. Just think of your favorite movie. Breezy has not seen it, I can almost guarantee.
Okay, all right.
Unless it was featured on Disney Channel, then maybe.
Yeah, unless it was like Frozen. Yeah. Unless like your 8-year-old child's listening, then I definitely probably have seen, you know, Frozen
right, and
all the Disney princess movies.
But if we were to create a list, it would be easier just to say, I've seen this and this. Because the amount she has not seen is crazy. And the one that shocked me the most, I gotta be honest, this popped up on the show last week, and I was immediately like, nope, you're watching that. That's it. We usually do polls and ask people for suggestions. Nope, you are watching 8 Mile.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, starring Eminem. So let's jump right into it. The premise of the movie, the people of Detroit know 8 Mile as the city limit, a border, a boundary. It also is a psychological dividing line that separates Jimmy Smith Jr., B-Rabbit, played by Eminem, from where he wants to be. And who he wants to be. A provocative, fictional examination of a critical week in Jimmy's life. 8 Mile was released on November 6th of 2002. Pretty decently reviewed. 7.1 out of 10 on IMDb. 75% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. A 77% score on Metacritic. And 93% of Google users liked this movie.
Okay. Before we get into this review.
Yes.
Was this an autobiography about Eminem's life?
I think kind of. I think it was drawn from it. I don't know if it was exactly things that had happened. I think it was more, he probably drew it from a lot of the things he went through. But not like this exactly happened and they're just playing it back out.
Okay. Lot to take in with this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I watched 8 Mile directly after getting off the air yesterday. Me and my dog watched it together. She fell asleep. I did not.
This time.
And I want to say, throughout the entire movie, the tone of the movie for me and my emotions was, I was always nervous.
Okay.
I was always like feeling icky, and I was always nervous about what was going to happen and anxious of
like,
the next
like,
thing.
Because bad things were going to happen to him? Is that where you're
His
going?
Whole life was a bad
Yeah.
thing.
It's a bit of a mess. Sure.
Bad series of events.
Yeah. I mean, if you've seen the movie, you know, certainly tough upbringing, tough neighborhood to live in.
Like living in just poverty, like so awful. And it's tough to see the family dynamic of his mother, who's clearly an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has a super young sister, and the mother's dating someone he graduated high school with, which, whatever. So the whole idea behind like this super rough upbringing and maybe doing some things he shouldn't be doing, getting involved in some people he shouldn't be getting involved with, left me feeling very uneasy the whole time.
Yep.
I liked the movie. I liked the storyline. And I did feel for Jimmy, a.k.a. Eminem, a.k.a. B-Rabbit. He had like four names.
Yep.
And I felt for him in the sense of I saw potential in him.
Mm-hmm.
And I related to his character in the sense of like, oh, he can do like good things. And I don't know if it's because I know Eminem now and I know how successful he is and how he really did come out of that dark place.
I have an update, by the way.
Okay.
This says 8 Mile, largely based in Eminem's life. Most of the parts are relatable. The parts where he had a junkie mom and his crew and him rapping underground and him working in a factory, him getting his girlfriend pregnant at a young age are all primary parts of his life. And 8 Mile was the place where he came from. So a lot of it's true.
So basically, yes, it is. Okay. So knowing that and knowing what I thought I knew going into the movie of like, oh, this is based on Eminem's life. That's just the everything that I gathered. Knowing that the ending is good made me hopeful and like a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
But I mean, the whole time, very uneasy.
It's an underdog story for sure. But yeah, you know, spoiler alert, it ends there with him perhaps being on his way to achieving his goals.
There were some things in there that were a little aggressive, you know, him banging his girlfriend Brittany Murphy in the factory, his friend shooting himself in the leg, the mom just drunk all the time, not being able to rub two pennies together.
Mm-hmm.
It was heartbreaking to watch, truly, and it's heartbreaking to know that this is a reality for people.
Sure.
And I don't know if this is like a Detroit thing. I don't know if that's how the town really is. That's how the city really is. I've never been to Detroit, so I don't really know. Mm-hmm. But I know there is a lot of factories there because that's where all of our cars mostly are made. Some of them, anyways. But I really liked the movie. And it's only 18 years old. And I said this earlier. But based in 18 years seems like a long time. It's a whole life. That's a whole someone's upbringing.
Yeah,
but
it's more than half your life.
Knowing that I've been watching movies that are like 60, 70 years old.
Yeah.
This was very, very relatable to me.
I think it holds
in
up
the sense
too.
Of in the sense of being modern.
I think if this came out today, aside from probably some tweaks here and there with some of the PC stuff, probably would mostly be made the same way, right?
Yeah, maybe some of the verbiage would be a little different too. It's a different time, but
What did you think of Eminem's acting? Because
I thought he was a good actor.
Yeah.
I thought he was a really good actor.
Watching that movie the first time, that was what really stuck out to me, aside from just the overall grittiness. I like the way it was shot.
I think that his acting skills were second to none because this is essentially his life.
Yeah,
so like
himself.
He knows everything about it.
Still, though, like we've seen musicians who try to do acting and it's like,
it's kind of a flop.
No, I thought he was impressive. I don't think he's done anything since, has he?
I don't think so. Let me click on his thing right here. But
his IMDb.
Yeah, literally, like, where's Eminem's profile? Mm-hmm. But I really liked this movie. I really, really liked it for the sense of the underdog story, the sense of I knew going into it that the ending was good. I mean, in the movie specifically, it ends kind of like,
did you just
what's going to happen?
Did you just
but like,
assume,
we know what's going to happen.
You just assumed it, though.
I'm
can
like,
you
okay,
imagine?
So Eminem's like literally living his best.
Can you imagine plot twist? He gets shot walking out of the rap battle and it's over. Fades to black.
I know. That'd be awful.
Yeah.
But the raps, the ending scene, he just almost embraced himself and embraced his whole situation.
Uh-huh.
And the whole idea of the rap battle was like roasting. It was like a modern day roast, you know what I mean? But you're singing. And he just kind of got ahead of everything that the person he was going against could say. And
I mean, I think there's a lot of life lessons you can take from this movie.
There is.
But owning who you are is a big one of them. And that specifically, the point that you brought up, I think, is pretty big.
Just leaning into it. Because like, you can sit there and play a victim role and say like, oh, what was me? This was my upbringing. I'll never amount to nothing, anything. And this is just the way it's going to be. But that's not what he did. Like, he definitely was very miserable and unhappy throughout this whole movie. And I think that's parallel to his life, considering it's based on his life. But he really, really made a change for himself. There was a turning point in the movie where he was like, why are we sitting here talking about all these things that we're someday going to do. Like, you know, we're never going to do that. You know, you're never going to do that. So why are we talking about it? He's like, I'm going to go do that. And I think that was a go-getter mentality that I really saw and loved in him.
For sure.
And that's why I saw the potential.
All right,
loved
this
movie.
Let's get to it. Let's get to it. The Breezy's big movie review of 8 Mile. How many popcorn buckets are you giving it? Zero out of five.
Four and a half.
Okay.
The half a bucket is missing just because I felt a little anxious throughout the whole film.
Okay. All right, pretty good. 4.5. That's up there. Not the highest. We have had a perfect 5 score, but this is definitely up there. All right, Breeze. Well, way to get through the whole thing. Proud of you.
I might watch it again. Who knows?
Yeah?
Maybe.
Why?
Just to see some things maybe I missed.
So you can feel more anxious? I mean, hasn't 2020 done that enough to you?
Well, I love self-sabotage, so why not?
Makes sense. Perfect.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.